Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, a 53-year-old teacher with three older children is our second general election candidate this morning. Amanda Walker, who is to contest Douglas East, says quality of life is the island's greatest asset. She says her main goals include improving housing rental, making the island attractive to students and adopting a utilitarian approach to Douglas Promenade redevelopment. Good morning, Mrs. Walker.
Good morning.
Seven candidates in East Douglas. Yes. It is going to be a free-for-all. So let me ask you, what separates you from the other challenges?
Well, I think obviously my gender separates me from five of them.
So it's a good start.
Yes. I think it was really, really important to give people a choice of woman as well, because as there was only one female candidate, that only gives people one choice. So I don't think that's terribly democratic. So I wanted people to have a choice. And I'd always intended on standing for Douglas East anyway, because it's my home.
Transient population, Douglas East. It has probably the largest share of migrant workers in the island too. How do you get them interested in the election?
I think that's a very, very difficult one. I think there are things that are starting to happen in Douglas that are perhaps happening a little bit late for this election. The church that I belong to, the Promenade Church in Douglas, we're starting something called Cafe Lingo in October with a fabulous lady called Karen Norton. And that's going to be on a Saturday morning to encourage people to come in and develop their language skills. And it's not something that was aimed at the election, but it's something I think will really help our very, very diverse community in East Douglas.
You have left it quite late to announce. I mean, you're not giving yourself that much time to reach out to potential voters.
I have got a team of people to assist me, so I think that will help. And obviously, I do know quite a lot of people in the area as well. And I did campaign with Geraldine O'Neill at the by-election, so I have got some experience of doing the knocking on doors and delivering leaflets. So I am aware of the timescales.
In the constituency itself, you've got Douglas Promenade. Obviously, part of that runs down. Part of it is a lot of it's in need of work. You've got the Castle Mona. Wider, you've got Summerland, that's an eyesore, the bus station, it never ends, a lot of work needs doing. How would you attempt to try and get some schemes up and running?
Well, I personally wouldn't attempt to get the schemes up and running. What I think we need to do is develop projects for people to come in and develop. I think it's essential that we get inward investment for those schemes, and we have to make inward investment attractive. I think we perhaps need to develop some ideas for how those places could be developed, with the exception of the prom. And the prom obviously has to be a priority. There's been a whole spate of newspaper letters this year about people coming here on holiday and being horrified by the state of the prom. So the surface is clearly an immediate priority.
Well, you, like everyone, wanted to improve, but believe, yeah, 21 million or so is excessive.
What's
the alternative?
Well, the reason why I was particularly opposed to it in the first place is because my parents live in Poynton in Cheshire, which had shared space, and I've seen it subside and flood, and I've seen the disruption it's caused to the local businesses. So I really, really opposed that scheme and felt that it was very much the inappropriate scheme for an area that is reclaimed land. I was very concerned that there would be a lot of subsidence. I think it's important that it looks good, but it can look good far, far more cheaply than £21 million. Well, £20 million plus the £1 million fees.
you're a teacher. You say, yes, you've seen and are saddened that some of the talented students, mm-hmm, are not now returning, or they're reluctant to consider university due to the debts incurred. And I mean, how can you help solve that without throwing money at it? Because debt and students, they're interlinked in 95% of cases, aren't they?
They are, but that we're quite different from the UK. In the UK, there is a system of student loans. We don't have that in the Isle of Man. So it's actually even more of an onus on parents than it is for the rest of the UK. So I think that is a real difficulty. And when we complain that graduates don't come back to the Isle of Man, I think that's an opportunity for instance to incentivise them to come back to the Isle of Man. And that, again, I don't think that has to be public money. I think that, you know, encouraging scholarships and perhaps giving tax breaks for companies that do offer scholarships to incentivise them. Because nobody's going to give you something for nothing. So you've got to try and work out a way of being able to be a win-win.
Well, why, Amanda Walker, should the people of East Douglas give a cross against your name? Because you're asking for something for nothing.
Yes. Well, I'm asking them to put their trust in me, because I think that I've got the ability and the skills and the qualities to really make a difference. And I am an extremely determined woman, and I certainly will fight East Douglas, the corner of East Douglas, but I will also take the national stage as well, because this isn't the council, this is the national government we're forming.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Okay.
Thank you, Amanda Walker.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.